College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Open Line Thursday, everybody. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM Monumental Sports Network. As well, we're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician. Go to cropmetcalf.com to get all of your details online. You got a three-man junk show this Thursday morning. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops. On the Instagram, I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning, Cakes.
Hello. Good morning to you. John Paul Flame also here.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up? Good morning to you as well. Eric Bickle, I believe, in the Midwest of the country, in Chicago, on a golf trip.
Yeah, he was already moaning and groaning about having to play 4 rounds in 3 days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I'm a play once or twice a year kind of guy at this point. I don't think, I mean, unless I was financially motivated, I just don't think I could do 36 holes of golf in one day. It's just too much. I mean, I feel beat up after one round of golf to then do it again a few hours later. Like, I'm leaking oil by like the eighth or ninth hole. I just couldn't see myself doing that for
and he doesn't want to do it.
36 of them.
He doesn't want to do it at all.
That would be brutal.
He's doing it to be a team player, but he'll be complaining the entire. Yeah. Is he playing 36 tomorrow? So I guess they're playing 18 today, 36 tomorrow.
I think that's right.
18.
I think that's the sked.
Yeah, he'll be complaining all day tomorrow.
Yeah,
and tomorrow night.
Cakes, I see that your poison ivy has come down a bit.
You know what? I'm glad you pointed it out, JP. Here was the most offensive patch, and it is fading.
Mm. Oh, is it expanded?
No. I had like a little patch here on my wrist. There were certain other spots where it popped up, but this was the main offender.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I need. And I apologize. I'm on about 3+ hours sleep because I was up late last night.
I can't wait to hear about that.
I was at the Metallica show. I'll give all the details like it's 7 o'clock. But
you got no sleep.
I went to bed at about 12:30. And you think I fell immediately asleep at 12:30?
Probably fell asleep at 1:10.
Probably fell asleep at 1.
Yeah.
Tossing and turning. Anyway.
Ears ringing even more than usual.
Correct. Because after about 30 seconds of Metallica launching into their opener, I took out my earplugs.
I
was like, I'm going to experience the whole thing. I'm not going to do this one with earplugs. So yeah, the ears are ringing extra hard.
Yeah.
Back to my point. I need a 55-gallon drum of prednisone. Because that's what I'm on.
That's a steroid.
Yeah, prednisone is a steroid.
Doesn't it make your face fat?
They give you all these warnings, you know, side effects. I think you could retain a little bit of weight. Well, I mean, if I retain a few extra pounds, how would I tell?
So be it.
1 or 2 pounds. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then they, you know, you can get overly emotional if you're on steroids. I haven't seen any difference there. But you know what I have noticed? I freaking poison ivy disappearing on a daily basis. Now, it's not all the way gone, but it's way better than it was about 6 days ago.
It's a lot better. Yeah.
So
it's good.
So did you get just a prescription that was too short?
No. I'm still on it.
Okay.
Like, it's a 10-day course. But what I'm saying is,
you want it for the future.
I want it. I just want it in my medicine cabinet at all
just
times.
Just to have. Yeah.
Just to have it. Now, not to abuse it. I'm just saying, like, if I get poison ivy again, which I will, because I'm highly allergic, I don't have to go through the rigmarole of a telehealth doctor meeting, or God forbid, an in-person meeting with my doctor.
Yeah.
I can just go to my medicine cabinet, grab my prednisone, take it for 10 days. I know how to taper it. I take 5 pills for the first 5 days. I know how it works. I can do it.
Maybe there's a doctor listening. He can just hook you. Matt and Mike, can we get a doctor to help out Cakes to get him a
now, I'm
2 gallon
really
jug
serious,
of Preg?
But I mean,
Cakes is on his own on that.
Oh, okay.
It is. It's a wonder drug. So I now know why. I understand fully why athletes use steroids.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to take prednisone.
She makes sense.
She had something called Wegener's disease, and I can't remember exactly why, but what happened when she did the prednisone is her face got extra puffy.
Yeah. Does my face look extra puffy?
Not really. It's your hard
eyes.
To tell.
No, your eyes do.
My eyes are definitely puffy, 100%.
Yeah, your eyes.
Yeah.
The rest of your face, can't really tell.
Yeah.
No, you can see it in the eyes, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's also like 3 hours
sleep. Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Not taking proper care of sleep hygiene.
It's okay.
Yeah. You only, might be more than I got last night, to be honest with you.
More than you got?
Yeah.
Were you
watching? He watched the OKC game.
Not really. That was a blowout.
Yeah, it gave us a bloodbath.
It's a blowout.
I told my buddies that I put $100 on the Thunder money line to win $29.
Hey, you know what? That's free money.
I'm just trying to build my account. I'm just trying to build it.
That's what you should be.
Build it. Should be doing it all times.
And
my buddy said, why didn't you just take the T-Wolves and put $5 on them or $10 and make, you know, $35? Because you're going to make more than the 29.
I said, well, they have to win.
There's no chance they're going to win.
Yeah, that's a problem. Your buddy's has a,
he's a donkey
serious
Kong.
Flaw in his thinking.
He's a Donkey Kong. And I told him, I said, do you know what the record of the Thunder is at home this season? He said, no. No idea.
Didn't care.
I said 42-7.
Right.
Now 43-7.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good record.
So they won 43 out of 50 games in OKC.
You might have actually stayed up to watch this. The Timberwolves scored 9 points in the first quarter.
I only watched a little bit of the first
Nueve.
Yeah.
Nine. They didn't get the double digits in the quarter.
I mean, that's
game over.
That's with all of the urgency to try to stay alive and extend the series. They could manage 9 points.
Yeah.
It's been
gross.
So easy for teams to score in the NBA these years. Now, the playoffs have been more physical. We had Antonio Daniels on the show, and he mentioned that. They had 32 points in the first half.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there was no reason to stay up to watch that.
No. What was the score at halftime? Let's see. It was 65-32. Is that right?
Yep.
65-32. Yep. And if you look at the Thunder's 12 wins so far in the playoffs, I think I heard Tim Legler talking about it this morning. I believe half of them have been 30 points or more.
Well, don't they have 4 40-point wins?
Yeah, so there's four, and then a couple of 30-point wins. So.
It's absurd.
I mean, they're just blowing teams out.
Now, Denver pushed them to a game seven, but in the first round, which I believe should be shortened to best out of three, they smashed Memphis 4-0.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They win this one via gentleman's sweep, 4-1. And I think that's what's going to happen in the NBA Finals, too, when they play Indiana, most likely.
Yep.
They're going to mow through them.
I'm just excited for the years 28, 29, and 30 when I'm watching the Wizards hopefully buzzsaw people in the Eastern Conference Finals like OKC is doing. That's the hope. That's the package that we're being sold as Wizards fans.
But are you going to be able to get a King's ransom like Oklahoma City did?
Yeah.
When they traded away Paul George for Jordan Poole or Chris Middleton?
I'm not sure about that part.
Probably
I
not.
I don't have that part covered.
That's the problem.
That's one where you have to address our friend Will Dawkins. And
Paul
ask
George
him.
Was, at one point, was considered one of the top five players in the game. And he was at the top of his game in his prime.
Yeah.
When Oklahoma City flipped him for all the picks and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
If you're asking me if Will Dawkins has that guy that he can flip for all of those assets, including a future first-team All-NBAer, I'm going to guess that he doesn't have that guy on the roster.
Now, Will Dawkins has done a good job making trades to acquire more picks, but I don't know if they have the ammunition to pull off what Oklahoma City
did. JP, don't rain on my parade. Don't ruin my dream. Don't ruin my pipe dream of rooting for the Wizards in the Eastern Conference Finals in 3 or 4 years.
Hey, I hope you're right, because I'll be there right by your side with my bucket hat rooting for the Wizards.
Now, Will Dawkins certainly has some credit in what the Thunder have done.
Definitely.
He was only there, I think, 4 years as vice president of basketball ops.
Yeah.
But he gets some credit.
Absolutely.
100%, right? Yeah, it's pretty impressive. The Thunder back in the finals, first time in 13 years?
Yes. And then Florida just mowed through their series in the NHL.
Yeah.
So Carolina gave Washington the business.
Yeah.
And then Florida gave Carolina the business.
Yeah. I mean, they just, I, you know what? I know how the Carolina Hurricanes fan base feels.
Think about,
we felt the exact same way.
That's how good this Florida Panthers team
they
is.
Are
because
legit.
Carolina is a good team.
Yeah.
We saw it. We saw how they play.
Hey, Valdez, maybe at some point today I need you to uncover probably 3 or 4 years ago where I said the Florida Panthers are losers. They have loser DNA coursing through their veins. Yeah. And since then, this is their third Stanley Cup final.
That's called a retract.
I don't know if I would retract it. I would just wear that as an L.
Oh. Is that a freezing cold take?
That's a freezing, yeah. I could go on freezing cold takes. Absolutely.
So they outscored the Hurricanes in the series. Let's see. 5-3, 6-2. That's 11-5, 16-5, 21-7, 21-10.
Yeah, it's pretty thorough domination.
And if you add in the regular season, they scored a billion goals in the games in the regular season. So they were just dominant.
You're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up on the guest roster, we've got Matt Doherty, former UNC coach and Indiana Pacers scout. We will talk to him about the NBA playoffs. Coming up next, some big names are missing from Commanders OTAs. We'll tell you who missed yesterday. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My full Metallica live recap from last night at 7 a.m. And you're welcome to call us at 800-636-1067. It's an open line Thursday if you attended the show at Northwest Stadium. Like, I don't know why you'd be up at 6:20 unless you absolutely have to be. Maybe you took a day off work afterwards, but I will recap that at 7. It was an amazing time. So we'll do that at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Wanted to get into the Commanders. They're holding OTAs right now in Ashburn. And some big names are not in attendance. Now, these are voluntary workouts. Let me just get that out there for those people that don't know. These are voluntary.
Stands for optional, doesn't it? Now you're making me doubt. You just gave me that face. I always thought the O was optional.
Off-season.
Oh, it is?
I think it's off-season.
I always thought it was optional.
Off-season. I'm 99% sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So these are voluntary OTAs. That's the way that they're, framed by the NFLPA, by the union. You don't have to show up. Some pretty big names.
Both wrong. Organized.
Both wrong. You know what?
Organized team activities.
We were both up late. JP, I'm granting us both botch amnesty.
But you know
what? For that, for the entire show. Just so you know.
It could stand for all three of them.
Right.
The O could stand for everything we threw out.
But there were some huge names not in attendance. Laremy Tunsil, the newly acquired left tackle from the Houston Texans, was not there. Now, when the Commanders acquired him, right when they got him, there were a few people that I heard talking about him basically saying he gets veteran maintenance days all the time. He's not going to show up for every voluntary bit, but he's a Hall of Fame left tackle. Like, he is going to be a brick wall when people are going to try to chase Jaden Daniels.
He's going
to
be there, yeah.
I give him a pass.
From what I read.
The voluntary OTAs.
From what I read of his history.
Yeah.
This is, and maybe I'll botch this, SOP.
Yeah.
Do you know what SOP stands for?
I know what that means. Standard operating procedure.
Yes. He typically skips.
So I got no problem with that.
OTAs. Maybe he's unorganized and he skips the organized team activities.
Now, another big name that was absent, and if you want to weigh in on these absences, you can do that at 800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin obviously is angling for a new contract. He wants that done. I understand that. He wants security. He wants extra years tacked onto his deal at a higher salary. And there's nobody on the roster that works harder than Terry McLaurin. I give him a pass for missing the voluntary OTAs.
But
the third big name, I'm sorry.
There's a but.
I don't have the same vitriol for this guy's EB does, and I'm sure he'd be going hard on him today because he's not here. I'm sorry, if you're Marshawn Lattimore, you should be at this voluntary OTA. After the way you looked last year and the way you performed on the field, That's a guy who should have said, you know what? I'm looking to turn a new page. I want 2025 to be different. I want a clean slate. Even if you just show up and don't do the workouts.
Right, right. Just claim that you're not 100% yet or just whatever. Just like Dorrance Armstrong.
And go hang out with your teammates. Throw on the team-issued gear. Joke around with everybody. Do your thing. Just be there and give us the impression that you
really care. Well, do we know why he wasn't there?
I don't know the exact reason why he's missing.
All right. And I'm not saying that there is, but there could be a reason why he wasn't there.
There could be a very valid reason.
Who knows? But
I think it's potentially a contract issue.
It could be.
Reading about his contract, I don't think he's set to make a ton of money this year.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe his agent is angling for an extension, which I think would be troubling for Commanders fans if they were to give him one.
Oh, if you're Adam Peters, you can't give Marshon Lattimore an extension coming off the way he looked on the field last year. I mean, he's going to be 20. He's not 29 already. He's going to be 29 during the season.
Yes.
I can't re-up him yet. Now, if he goes out and balls out and plays well and goes back to his Pro Bowl form of when he was with the Saints, then we can start the extension talk.
But he's got 2 years left. I would think maybe if he was heading into his final year, he would do that.
Yeah.
But he does have 2 more years left.
But maybe his guaranteed money's running out.
That I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure about the guaranteed money.
Yeah, his cap hit for the next 2 years looks like $18 and $18.5 million.
Right.
And he's got a lot of money in his base salary, but I don't see any of the signing prorated money next to that number. So maybe that is just, it's not a lot of guaranteed money, and he wants some guaranteed money on his deal.
So actually, he's
now, that's just speculation.
Sure.
I let me tell you something. My level of concern is zero that these three veterans are not at OTAs.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to chime in and you're worried, mm-hmm. you're freaking out, 800-636-1067.
I'm not worried.
I don't think Commanders fans should be concerned about those guys missing at all. The only one that I would potentially be concerned by, because we know it's angling for a new contract, is Terry McLaurin. And I'm not worried about that one because it's Terry McLaurin and he's such a quality person. I couldn't see him holding out.
And I have confidence that the front office, they obviously understand his value to the team and to the franchise, and that they'll eventually get a deal done. They'll hammer out a deal. Now, it may take a few days. He may miss a few days of OTAs, but I'm pretty confident that when training camp starts end of July, he's going to have a new contract in tow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like this is going to linger on into the season.
Totally agree. Adam Peters even talked about it. He said, it's just part of the business, and we're working on something. So it'll get done.
But does it rub you the wrong way that Marshon Lattimore is missing the voluntary OTAs? I feel like of the three names... I feel like that's the most egregious of the three.
I wouldn't treat him any differently than Tunsil. You seem to be giving Tunsil a pass because Tunsil has that reputation. What if you learn the exact same reputation for Lattimore that these guys always skip the OTAs?
Here's why I treat them differently. Laremy Tunsil's a Hall of Famer. Marshon Lattimore is not. And he's a very good player. He's been a Pro Bowler in the past. But Laremy Tunsil is going to the Hall of Fame. He is a lock. That's why I give him...
I don't know that their resumes are that different. Lattimore has been a Pro Bowler 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
He was the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. And then if you look at Tunsil, I want to say maybe he has one more Pro Bowl berth.
I just think that in NFL circles, like, Tunsil's viewed more highly than Lattimore. Now, I think a lot of that is recency effect. I think Lattimore dinged his... It may have dinged his profile by the way he played after he was acquired by the Commanders.
Yeah, Tunsil's made one more Pro Bowl than Marshon Lattimore.
Yeah.
So I think they've got very similar resumes. They're similarly aged.
I just think it's bad optics for Lattimore to miss coming off the season that he just had.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's bad optics, but I just don't know why you're treating those two different. They're about the same age. They're veterans. Mm-hmm. Very similar accomplishments in the league, both on their second teams,
mm-hmm.
both relatively new to the team. Tunsil newer to the team because he was acquired in the offseason. Lattimore in the middle of the season.
Maybe it's just because I don't have any real experience with Tunsil yet. I don't feel like he's been on the roster yet. And I haven't seen him play. I've been tainted by the Lattimore play. Like if Lattimore had come in
Lattimore's
last year,
actually a year younger.
If Lattimore had come in and played like a Pro Bowler, like he had done previously, and he skipped OTAs,
yeah,
I'd be like,
you'd be fine. Okay.
No big deal.
Now, there are reasons he didn't look that way.
I understand. He had the lingering hamstring injury.
He wasn't 100%.
I fully understand.
And I did read that he missed some OTAs in New Orleans as well. So there, and again, it might be the business side of things. We don't know. But if he missed OTAs here in Washington because he's angling for an extension, I would have a slight problem with it. But if he missed it because he just doesn't feel physically up to it, or if he's got something else going on personally, that's a different story. Right. But if he doesn't feel 100%, he still should be there.
Here's an article.
I agree.
Here's an article about the three guys who are skipping OTAs. This is from Brian Manning, Commander's Wire. What he pointed out is what I read yesterday, that Lattimore does have 2 years remaining on his contract, but just $2 million left in guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. So again, it's speculation as to why he is not there at OTAs.
I'm sure that's part of it.
And maybe Commanders fans are worried. I wouldn't worry at all. And I wouldn't apply a different standard to Tunsil than Lattimore. Would you, Jason? I mean, Cakes is putting a different standard on those two guys. Would you?
I mean, I don't know the history of Tunsil when he was in Houston. I don't know if he skipped on the reg. I'm more confident that Tunsil is going to be there healthy and playing left tackle for the Commanders. Lattimore, I think he's going to be fine, but if he's holding out because he wants the contract extension, then I would probably have an issue with that.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. What do you make of the three high-profile Commanders missing the first day of OTAs out at Ashburn? Let's go to Dennis. He's calling in from Reston. Dennis, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Morning, Cakes. How you doing, man? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
Regarding the three guys, Terry McLaurin, what annoys me in McLaurin is that his agent and that our team, the guys that do the dealing, and the dealing with regarding the money, they don't have their acts together yet, okay? They, in my opinion, should have been taken care of. Tunsil, they say he's Hall of Fame. He's really good. I don't really know a lot about him, but if he's that good, I guess we can excuse this, but still, he's here with a fresh team. In my opinion, he should be here. Okay, he's not here. Okay, we'll let it go. Day two, though, 2 days in a row, that's a little bit alarming. Maybe miss yesterday, but maybe these guys should be here today. Lattimore, the way he played last year, and considering everything else, I don't know. I'm not, and I agree with Cakes. I'm not putting them on the same sheet of music. I mean, these guys, I mean, Lattimore should be here. He should be here, not only for the fact that it's a new team for him. He was here a little bit last year, but he played terribly last year, and he should be here. And that's what I feel. That's how I feel, guys.
All right, thanks, Dennis. Appreciate the call.
I think most people are going to feel that way. Most Commanders fans will feel.
Yeah, they feel.
They
like,
understand McLaurin. They already love McLaurin.
Yeah,
and they understand why he's holding out, and he deserves a new contract. Tunsil, that's, you know, like Dennis said, I believe most fans would feel that Lattimore, based on how he played last year, should have been here.
I think a lot of Commanders fans feel like Lattimore, they acquired damaged goods. I feel like they feel a little bit burned by what they saw from him once he made his way onto the field.
Well, he's got a lot to prove.
I don't know. Maybe people are just panicking because this is fresh and new.
Yeah.
It's the first day of OTAs. These are big names that are missing. So maybe it's just a little, look, it's late May. Some people need to relax a little bit, but I don't know. I think of those three, the one that jumps out at me is Lattimore. I don't know. For some reason, I'm giving Tunsil a full pass.
Okay,
I'm not concerned about him
and McLaurin.
And McLaurin, that goes without saying.
I do have a beef to pick with you, Cakes.
Yeah.
You called him a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
I mean, at his current trajectory,
yeah,
I don't think he's Hall of Fame worthy.
He's Hall of pretty good.
He's the Hall of good.
Not even pretty good?
Hall of good.
Hall of good?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you had him.
Good's better than pretty good, isn't it? Or is pretty good better than good?
I would say pretty good's better than good.
Pretty good is.
Okay.
pretty good is always better than good. You're adding pretty to good.
I don't know how they rate left tackles to get into the hall.
Tunsil doesn't have a single All-Pro.
Really good is better than good. Pretty good is like not really good, but it's pretty good.
I think one of those giant speakers fell on Gates' head last night.
Right? Isn't pretty good less than good?
I don't think
generally speaking. Yet pretty good is less than good.
Really?
Yeah. Because Think about it. Somebody's good. But if you say somebody's pretty good, they're tickling good.
Yeah, they're tickling good. He's right.
If somebody says, Cakes, how's that steak? And I say, it's good. That, to me, is a very mediocre recommendation. If somebody says...
Yeah, but if they if they said it this way, it's good.
No, I would always... I'm always going to throw a pretty onto good for emphasis. Somebody says, how's that steak? I don't think so. I would say, it's pretty good. Pretty good. Not just good. To me, good just means it's lacking. There's something missing.
So if someone asked you how the steak was and you would say, good.
Cakes.
You would kind of downplay it.
If it was really good, I would say it's either really good or it's pretty good.
I'm looking up something which is defining this, Cakes.
Am I insane?
I think you're botching it.
Am I an insane person? This is
botching.
This maybe is from, it is lack of sleep.
This is
I don't
from,
know.
This is from Grammar How.
Yeah.
Some site. And it says, when you use pretty good, you signal that you're doing good, though not entirely good.
This
if
is
you're pretty
news.
Good, you might have a couple of problems, but be good overall. I think good is stronger than pretty good.
Well, I'm going to vehemently disagree.
You can put emphasis on the pretty to make it stand out.
Yes, voice inflection definitely counts.
Yeah,
you definitely. Say, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's out.
Yeah. Right. But you can also say, this is good.
Yeah, hey, this is good.
That's true. It's a very good pick.
All right. That said, Marshawn Lattimore wasn't very good.
No.
Wasn't even pretty good.
I wouldn't say he was good.
Especially against Tampa in the playoffs when Mike Evans just torched him
he does
over
that,
and over and over again.
He does that to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not hyperbole. Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer. You can take that one to the bank.
And I do think
he's pretty good.
I do think Cakes is overstating Tunsil's resume. If he was so silly, he probably wouldn't have been traded in what should be his prime. Obviously,
I don't know.
The Houston Texans were like, we gave up a ton of sacks with that guy. We don't need him.
Yeah, I would think that
the line may have given up a lot of sacks. He didn't.
But Cakes, if you thought
because he's pretty good.
If you thought Tunsil was a Hall of Famer, you'd say he's great. Hall of Famers are great. They're not pretty good.
I tend to agree with you.
Cakes is in the tank for Tunsil. You know why?
I guess I am.
Think, didn't you draft him in one of our mock drafts years ago?
Laramie Tunsil?
I think you did.
A mock draft of what? A big fat offensive lineman?
When we did a mock NFL draft. For some reason,
I don't know.
I've attached Tunsil to you, and I think probably deep in the recesses of your brain, you've been a Tunsil guy ever since he wore that marijuana mask.
That could be part of it. By far, my worst mock draft pick of all time was picking Johnny Manziel for the Cleveland Browns. But I did that only because they were desperate for a quarterback.
So, I don't think it's a big deal that McLaurin's not there. If you talk to me in August and he's still doing this, well, then it's closing in on a big deal.
Right,
don't think it's a big deal that Lattimore's not there, and don't think it's a big deal that Tunsil's there. Cakes believes the Lattimore thing is a big deal.
I do. You're welcome to weigh in.
Is it a big deal or a pretty big deal?
It's a pretty big deal, last time I checked. 800-636-1067 is the number. Does it rankle you that guys like Terry McLaurin, Laramie Tunsil, and Marshawn Lattimore skipped out on the, have to put this word out there, voluntary OTAs that started yesterday in Ashburn? We'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. 800-636-1067 is the number. The topic. Does it bother you that some of the big names missed the voluntary OTAs for the Commanders that started yesterday in Ashburn?
I used your word rankle. I believe you used that word more than anybody. It is a good word.
Solid word.
I have lifted it and put it in our Surfside poll of the day. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. We're talking zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is, does it rankle you?
Rankle.
The Terry McLaurin, Marshawn Lattimore, and Laremy Tunsil have skipped the voluntary OTAs.
Now, some people might call me a hypocrite because sometimes there have been, let's say, voluntary town hall meetings here at Odyssey. Have I been to every voluntary town hall meeting? The answer is no. Have I been to some? Sure. I try to be a team player as much as I can. But I just think it's a little bit different when you're getting paid the millions and millions of dollars that these guys. And look, again,
I'm just troubled by your double standard that it's okay for Tunsil to skip, but not Marshawn Lattimore.
Here's why. This is exactly why. Because Lattimore, he has a body of work so far with this team that, let's be honest, wasn't very impressive.
So if you're not good,
I feel like if you
need to be there.
I feel like if you disappointed.
So would you be okay if Jaden skipped?
Yeah, I'd be okay if
Of course
skipped.
You would.
Yeah. I'd be fine with
that. You wouldn't
that.
Understand it, but you'd be okay with it.
He basically has his own set of rules, in all my right. opinion.
He's so good. It's based off.
Are you okay?
Cakes is basing this off of what they did last year.
It's about merit. Yeah. It's a meritocracy.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and Jaden was a superstar as a rookie.
Like, if you played well last year in Cakes' eyes, yeah, you can skip.
But Jaden is so good, he's there.
So you'd have no problem
be
if
with my teammates.
I think you'd have no problem if Bobby Wagner skipped, right?
I'll give you the yeses or noes on who can skip.
Bobby Wagner,
he can skip.
Frankie Louvu,
skippable.
All right, let me go through the depth.
About that new donk, is it Dietrich Wise?
Can't skip.
He can't
He's got to be there.
He's got to be.
Kinlaw.
He's mean and nasty. He can skip. He can basically do whatever he wants. Because he's an intimidating dude. Who
Cakes,
else?
Cakes would be the worst coach because he doesn't treat everybody the same. You know how Greg Popovich was famous.
The great coaches don't treat everybody the same.
Greg Popovich's a pretty great coach, right?
Yes.
Generally thought of.
One
yes.
of the things he was praised for was that he would give Tim Duncan the business,
right?
Because he was sending a message to the other players that hey, this is how I treat him. He can take it, so you guys can take it.
Me and
Bill
Pop,
Belichick
different coaching styles.
Bill Belichick, same thing.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick would come down on Tom Brady, and eventually Tom Brady got sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill Belichick would come down on Tom Brady and sometimes would warn him, say, hey, I'm going to kind of get into you in front of the team because I need to show that I'm not treating you differently.
Give me two or three other names.
Austin
then we'll
Eckler.
Go to the calls. Eckler? Taking a lot of shots to the dome. He's okay to skip if he needs to.
B-Rob
should be there because there's new faces in the running back room.
I can't take you seriously.
I'm just giving you my sliding scale
all right.
over here.
You'd have like 20 guys at OTAs.
I'm just telling you who gets a pass and who doesn't. 800-636-1067. Mikey Sanderstil. He's still kind of young, though he did have a good rookie campaign.
Great rookie campaign.
He should be there.
And he was.
Yeah. Most of the players were there.
Yep.
Some glaring omissions. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Camille. She is calling in from Arlington. Good morning, Camille.
Hey, good morning, Junks. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure.
I believe I'm just going to and just go all in a row. So for Terry, they're going to take care of Terry in-house. I have no problems. And considering that they already had videos of him, you know, Jaden throwing the ball to him, I have no problem. Terry will show up. I actually like him, and I believe he's going to show up. You know why? Because guess what? He has to protect JD5, so I'm not really worried too much about him. Marshawn Lattimore, different story. But he literally should be there. Considering, like I said, the year that he had, and like you said, it wasn't good. It wasn't great. So I expect you to be there, and I think one of you guys said, you know, he got $2 million left on his contract. Well, guess what? If you want some money, I'd rather you, you know, like you said, well, one of you guys, yeah, I don't know if it was Cakes or one of you guys, like, just show up there at least, you know. And, you know, at the same time, if you want that money, you know, at least make it seem like you have an effort of knowing the new system. If you want to come in here and you know, and make it seem like, oh, you just want to hold out. Now, voluntary, mandatory. If you're not there, big problem. But that's just my take on that. But they're going to take care of Terry. Laramie Tunsil, he's the guy that's going to protect Jaden. And like I said, Marshawn Lattimore, if you're really serious about being a commander, like, dude, just show up, man. Just show up and be there. But like I said, if you're not there for mandatory, big problem with that.
Thank you, Camille.
So thank you for taking my call.
Yep, appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Camille's Team Cakes. She's got a carve out for Lattimore. He should be there.
I think most people will feel that way. But
800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday, talking about the absences from voluntary OTAs for the Commanders. Let's go to Eric in Silver Spring. Eric, you're on with the Junks.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Eric?
First of all, Laramie Tunsil, only how he makes it to Canton if he's somebody's 1+1, okay? That's only how he'll ever make it to Canton.
I'll be vindicated someday. Maybe.
If I'm not mistaken, he led the league in either holding penalties or offsides. So,
you know what?
I think he did have a bunch of holds.
Okay.
I think I did read that.
So, and then somebody made a good point. If Houston is letting you go and they had a terrible line, that's kind of like a red flag. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't need him. But I feel like veterans. I don't feel like veterans. If you've been playing in the league 5 years, I feel like you don't need to show up. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what you got to do. And Lattimore, I don't have any problem with Lattimore not showing up. I mean, and even if it is a contract issue why he's not showing up, these are optional workouts. Like, he doesn't have to be there. If he's there and he has a terrible season still, are y'all going to remember that he wasn't at OTAs? No, you're not going to remember.
We might, just because we've been talking about it. OTAs and he has a bust of a season.
But most fans probably wouldn't, yeah.
No, you're not really tripping that he's not there. But I wanted to say, we always talk about the All-Pro game being a terrible game. I mean, not the All-Pro, the Pro Bowl. But then we're always quick to say somebody was a certain amount of the Pro Bowls made a certain. The Pro Bowl is nothing. You can make the Pro Bowl as an alternate, and you now consider the Pro Bowl.
But more important is All-Pro. Like, if you make All-Pro, that's the one that carries weight.
Well, I don't think either have made All-Pro.
That's the thing. And Tunsil's never made in his career. So that's definitely he's not making that Hall of Fame. You never made an All-Pro? Like, no. I mean, look, I was surprised Terry made the All-Pro last year. I was surprised and happy at the same time because he busts his, you know, tail off every year. And that's why I'm not worried about him holding.
I wouldn't worry about him at all.
Thanks,
hey, Tunsil, by the way, led the league in penalties overall with 19 last season. Here's something that's interesting.
I'd leave that off the resume when he's trying to get into Canton.
Here's something that's interesting about his 19 penalties, and maybe this would tie in with OTAs, although I think it's an absolute reach.
Okay.
12 happened in the first 4 weeks of the season.
Ooh.
So out of 19,
cleaned it up.
In a 17-week season, he was having issues early with false starts.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because he wasn't practicing with the team early.
Could be.
I think it broken down. He has 12 false starts. But didn't Jamar Chase come out and say yesterday or the day before the reason, like, the team got off to a slow start and he got off to kind of a slower start than normal is because of the contract situation looming and having to deal with
It makes sense.
Yeah, but don't the Bengals start off slow every year? I don't think they win their first game under Zach Taylor. I'd have to double check, but
Jamar Chase just said the contract was looming and it was a distraction.
Sure,
yeah,
you have to take him at his word,
and he still made first team All Pro.
Yeah, let's go to Don. He's calling it from Ashburn. Don, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, it's kind of like missing a company picnic, right? Like, it's there, but not everybody's going to go, and you might miss a couple of people. But I'll say, you know, it's kind of funny, too, though, that we say, you know, McLaurin has proven himself, which he has, that he shouldn't be there, but then we give a Lattimore, anybody who gives Lattimore a pass, because if it's based on performance, the guy should be there. And with Tunsil, you know, he doesn't know anybody on the team. You know, and maybe it's a good time to meet people, but other than guys he's come up with, he doesn't really know anybody. Until it's real, I don't know that he needs to worry about that. Plus, he's probably in the middle of moving. Yeah. But, yeah, it's like missing a company picnic.
Yeah, he's moving to Ashburn.
I agree with you.
Hey, Don, he's going to move in right next to you.
He might.
There you go. Right next to me, yep.
Right.
To address Valdez and his, and really Jamar Chase's theory, the Bengals have gone 1-11 in their first two games under Zach Taylor. And if you expand it out to the first 3 weeks of the season, they always start off slow. So it's not just during Jamar Chase's contract year. 4-13-1 in the first 3 weeks of the season. That's what they have to clean up.
Fade them early.
They come
Jason.
Out of the gates slow.
All right, let's go to Mike in Woodbridge.
Tells me they ain't that good of a team. That's what it tells me.
6 seasons. Think about that. He's been the head coach for 6 seasons.
Yeah.
Most of them with Joe Burrow saved his job. They're 1-11 in their first 2 weeks.
Mike in Woodbridge, you're on with the Junks. Good
Didn't
morning.
They bung us in the survivor pool?
Yes, they did. Hey,
against the Patriots.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, look, I think if you take the word voluntary out of this stuff and everybody starts blowing this out of proportion, if this is a mandatory thing and these guys are missing it, then we'd all have a reason to be concerned. But if I tell a group of guys that I work for me, say, hey, look, you know, being at a certain time and they're there, I expect that. But if I say, hey, guys, you know, it's a voluntary thing, show up if you want to, then why am I going to get upset about it? I think this is the same thing. We're all getting twerked for no reason here, I think.
Okay.
Tend to agree with you.
Yeah, it's called the Wizards never make the playoffs and the Caps got bounced in the second round. And we're dying for NFL football to show up. And if you just find a little taste of it with the OTAs and when some big names miss, it's kind of a big deal.
It is pretty cool, though, to see Debo running routes out there in the bubble in Ashburn. And he looked good, by the way. Just on the few highlights I saw.
Debo can show up, but Marshawn Lattimore's not going to show up.
Debo was there. That's right.
Got a bit of an issue with that. But I guess.
You know what, Debo? I'm, team guy.
Well, he's also a me guy. He wants to get paid. Right. Okay. He wants to get that big bag before he retires. And I don't blame him. It's always a good thing. All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show, Matt Doherty, former UNC coach. Indiana Pacers scout. He will join us at 8:25. We'll talk NBA with him. When we come back, I'll give you all the details from seeing Metallica live at Northwest Stadium last night, so stay tuned for that. And if you want to weigh in, if you were there, give us your experience, 800-636-1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.